that it was atonement for our sins so we can come. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you that we're able to come here and say, God, forgive me. Cleanse me from my sins. And I would say, awaken my soul. This morning has been an up and down week for me. As Wendy was sharing yesterday morning, I mean, what a way to start your morning. You walk out the front door and what happens to me? All six stairs, I go flying down because of the ice. And I'm like, way to go. And then I get the message that one of my employees can't be in. Oh, this is going to be a great day. Thank you, Lord. But Wendy said, I come against, and we prayed, and I did say thank you, Lord, because it was a great day yesterday. Once I got to work, it was peaceful. It was good. We had people show up. It was really exciting yesterday when I see young people. I was saying earlier about this app, Click or whatever it's called, TikTok or something. But these girls were like, they were singing and dancing, and they were just having fun. And I'm like, this is what it needs to be like, you know? And I was praying that they would just see Christ through it. Because they're a bunch of kids from Mount Baker. They're all from Spain, so they're foreign students. And I got a bunch from Germany that come. And then when they're there, it's so much fun. And I think about the church, and it's like, this is what we need. We need to have the presence of our Holy Spirit. When he's amongst us, I like to use the word, we have fun. Because there's joy, there's peace. We tend to take this battle that we're in, and I believe we tend to take it upon ourselves. We will fight. And sometimes I think we forget to bring God into the battle. We try to do it on our own. And that's why we're talking about being battle ready, because you know what? As we move forward, we need to have a cry ready. We need to be ready with our battle. And so we need to put on the armor of God. One of the things that we are doing as a group, as a church, is we are trying to be strategic also. And so some of the strategies for January was know truth, know the Bible, get to know it closer. I've been going to church myself since I was born. I know my parents have always brought me there. I served the Lord all through my child, teens. I've always been there. Not always perfect, by the way. Still not always perfect, by the way. I try. I fail quite a bit. But knowing the truth, we can always know more. Seek the Lord. Seek his face. Know that the word of God, all of it applies to us. Old and new. And then as you read it, you see how it twines together. How it comes together. And then find a scripture or a verse. I'm still working on it. I'm still praying, Lord, what is that verse for myself this year? What is that one that I want to, that I'm going to cling to, that I'm going to just dive into and try to remember and memorize? Some have found it, some have not. We are getting ready for war. We are in a war. And that scripture that I believe that the Lord will put onto your heart and into your life and into your mind will be the one that will be your cry. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added to you. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is a scripture that when you're going through a hard time, that you'll be able to quote and come against the enemy. Because what is the enemy's job? What is he out to do? To steal, kill, and destroy. Steal, to make you feel like you're nothing. To take those things that you are prone to falling into and make them desirable. And then a key component. And this is something that I don't necessarily am always good at, but share what you found with someone. Find someone that you can share that scripture with, that you can pray together, that you can be together with. Have them share that scripture, and then you both together can be praying for one another and using that scripture in warfare. And then, of course, pray for each other, as I was just saying, would be empowered with inner strength through God's Spirit, Ephesians 3:16. So would you challenge yourself to say, you know what, if Lord, I need the scripture. It's like, I need the scripture. I need you to speak to me. I want to be ready for battle. I want to be the one that can stand up against those arrows that are flying at me. I want to be the one that stands with the thousands that stand for Christ and go into battle. And so this morning we're going to read Ephesians 6, 10 through 20 together. And then we're going to try to break it down a little bit as we go. But I want us to, and a desire for us as a church, as an individual, to be ready for spiritual battle. Ephesians 6:10 says this, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his might and his might power, mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." Verse 12, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand." 14, "Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with breastplate of righteousness in place." "And with the feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel and peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, that which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." 17, "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." 19, "Pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare fearlessly as I should." Some of you probably have that memorized. Some may not. Some, this might be a refresher, just reading through that. But we are in a battle. I don't know if we recognize it all the time in our life. When we're going through a hard time, we don't recognize that when we stand up and say, "I'm going to serve God, I'm going to be a Jesus freak, I'm going to be one that just serves," and the enemy goes, "Whoa, whoa, 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 time out. That ain't happening." And he is going to come against you. He's going to do whatever he can, I believe, to destroy everything that God has put in place, because that he hates when people move forward in the Lord. So knowing that, it's coming to, I believe, a spot in our life where we can recognize when we're being attacked by those fiery arrows. And as I was reading through, and like I said, I want to break this down over the next few weeks a little bit, but one was the belt of truth. And at first, my first inclination was, oh, okay, well, I'll get up and just share truth about my life and truth, which is important, but it's the truth about the gospel of Jesus. And there is going to be people who are going to share things that maybe not be in line with God. But if we're not seeking after the Lord and seeking after wisdom, we can be easily swayed. So we need to know the truth. What is the truth? How do we get to the truth? If we're not reading the Word and getting into the Word, how are we knowing what the truth is? I'm totally a worshiper. I love listening to worship music. I love listening to and singing songs. Sometimes they're not always the most accurate of scripture, but for the most part they are. But if I'm not reading Scripture and getting in God's Word and praying and hearing His voice and seeking after Him, how am I to know the truth? In 2 Timothy 2, it says, 14, it says, keep reminding God's people of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It has no value. It only ruins those who listen. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. And then 16, it was just like, avoid godless chatter because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. So as we dive into the word and as we seek after God, the truth will be exposed. Do you agree with me this morning? And then the question I have for you is, what are you doing right now in your life that exposes the truth? Are you digging into the word? Are you making God number one, like the spending time with the Lord, number one in your life? With that, we have lots of distractions that come along. We do. Sometimes it could be good distractions. Maybe it's praying for our loved ones. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. Or maybe it's praying for a situation that we see going on in our government or in the world. But then I think sometimes we forget that we also need to pray for ourselves. That we also need to make sure that we're praying for protection, for help, for guidance. We cannot do this on our own. That's the end of story. And so for me, knowing that I can't do it on my own, who do I want to draw to? I want to draw to Jesus. I want to draw to God. How do I draw to God? Coming back to the truth. What is the truth? The truth is the Word of God. It's been canonized. It's been God-breathed. It is truth. End of story. There's no lies in here. How do I know that? Because the Holy Spirit is within me. He's within those who receive and opens up the eyes to the wicked. That's the truth. And here's the thing. We have to constantly be going back through the truth. This world's got so much dismay, so much distractions, that even people who are scholars, I think, can lose it. When I hear about ministers who go to seminary and come out and they're not serving the Lord anymore, it just boggles my mind. It's because they haven't read the truth in my book. So let's put on that belt of truth. Let's walk in truth. Let's open up the Word of God. Let's not let the Bible grow dusty. I remember, it wasn't myself, but back in probably the 80s now, I'm thinking. So that is a while ago, but for some, maybe 60s or a while ago. But there used to be a play that the, how we say the girls used to do in the church, and then they'd get the one token guy who was Jesus. But, which we don't know. But anyways, so they'd be in the room having coffee, and then there'd be the books on the shelf, and you know, they would, and then as Jesus came and tried to put the Bible in front of where they put it away, I don't know if anyone ever saw that. Yeah, some's nodding, yeah. Carolyn, you probably did this a few times. Yeah, no problem. but the Bible was dusty on the shelf, and my point was, is let's go to our shelf, let's pull that Bible off, and let's open it up. One of the things that I found really neat was a minister spoke, and now, being one that doesn't really have this, but I make a spot where I sit every morning. That's kind of like, I won't say it's my holy seat because that's kind of weird, but it's a spot where I come and I make that area holy. Like that's where I come to spend time with God. And I try not to let any of the distractions around me, i.e. copper coming for pets or anything, to bug me. I just know this is my time and I've just been getting into the Word every morning. And I do find that doing that, the Lord's just opening my mind up to so many new things that I thought I knew. And it's scripture I've read before. But he's opening my mind up to new things. I want to encourage you to find a spot in your home that you can make that's where you go to read. And this is where it is, if you don't have one already. So that way, you can put on your truth. The belt of truth. And so I want to encourage you to do that this morning. When you go home, just let's find a spot. And then the other thing is the breastplate of righteousness. Romans 3:22, it says, the righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile. Righteousness also means a moral law or free from guilt of sin. So we need to put that breastplate on of righteousness. Jesus came through the cross. He is righteous. Let's put that on. It's something that I was thinking about through all of this armor stuff, because one who, I'll speak the truth. I love my war shows. I love battle shows. I love watching, and I can watch, I love like the Roman day ones. I just love those things. I think of, don't promote, but is Braveheart. I love watching Braveheart, especially when they're up on the field and they have the war cry. Now they do, you know, they lift their thing up, which is not, that's not my war cry, so I won't do that now if you watch the show. I'll stay away from that. But they stand on the hill screaming and yelling. Why is that? Does anyone, from what I understand, it's to scare the enemy. It's to say, we're not afraid of you. As we read through the truth and as we have righteousness within our life of Jesus Christ, let's make this our war cry. Let's stand up on the hill and shout it out to the nations. We're in a battle, and we need to become battle ready. We need to put on the full armor of God. We're going to talk about the other parts next week and the week after. I'm excited about that. And as I was preparing this, I wanted it to be not long and drawn out. I wanted it to be something that we can go away from thinking about just a couple of things this week. So some things we can work on. Some things that we can apply in our lives. So I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward. And they're just going to, Pastor Carol will pick a song because I actually didn't beforehand, and so you guys can choose. But before we go from this place, before we move from this place, I'm going to ask that you just close your eyes, that you focus your attention on absolutely nothing. Don't let what you're going to have for lunch get in your mind right now. Heavenly Father, would you speak to those who are in this room this morning? God, would you, if not, they don't have one already, but would you speak a scripture into their life? If at any point this morning you get a scripture, and I practice this all the time, just any scripture, open it up and read it. If you just get something, open it up, read it, and just say, Lord, is this for me? It may or may not be, and you may need to practice a couple of times until you get your scripture. But can we practice hearing from God right now? Would you be willing to hear from God right now? I believe our Heavenly Father is alive. He wants to speak to you. Will you let Him speak to you? So just say in your mind, or out loud, Heavenly Father, I pray for a scripture that I can use for being battle ready, that is full of truth and righteousness. And then I'll come back up and conclude just after the worship. So.